On this show, you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the predators, which are psychopathic, obviously, that are controlling our world, but have created the living hell we find ourselves in here on planet Earth. Thus, this is the ultimate in reality radio with info that can save your life. Please share these archives as well as my websites with others who are willing to stand up and say, okay, something smells. We really have to stop our own destruction because it's getting very late. And, of course, my websites are drcarly.com as well as reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. If you go to the latter site and click on my services tab, you'll learn how I do consults. I'm doing a reduced rate for the holidays for people who get consults for themselves and family members. We really need to get as healthy as we can, as fast as we can, because the Frankenstorm agenda exercise was just basically getting us ready for what's to come. Where due to so many unnatural disasters causing inability to get to stores and things of that nature, one of the biggest problems that's going to come up when they do the big one, whatever that may be, is going to be lack of access to pharmacological drugs. Because once you're addicted to them, once your body is used to taking an antihypertensive for high blood pressure or an antidepressant for depression or whatever the case may be, when you all of a sudden can't get a hold of that drug, I can't even tell you how bad it's going to be. Because going off these drugs, and this has been, you know, basically built in to their design. Once you go off these drugs cold turkey, you're going to have lots of problems. So better to learn how to detoxify yourself, learn about natural solutions for all of these drugs, and get yourself off the medical grid. Because when the electrical grid goes down, the medical grid's going down right with it. And it's going to be very difficult for those of you that have that, you know, connection to the white coats. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support the work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites or get a consult for you or your family members. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com. Or calling me toll-free from the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean, 888-321-6751, between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, any day of the week. If you're outside of that area, you can use Skype. My Skype username is drcarly1, but please do not use Skype to chat. I do not have time to chat. I am trying to stop the extinction of the human race. So I use Skype primarily for international clients as well as radio shows. And, of course, always remember that I do not give medical advice nor practice medicine. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I was you. Archives of my shows for the past few years on various networks can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. It is very important. If you have questions or comments during the show, which I very much encourage, I love talking to the listeners, you can call in at 877-488-5350. I have no guests today because I have to continue my discussion of the Frankenstorm. You can call in whenever you want. Just make sure to mute your phones while waiting to be brought on. And do support the Republic Broadcasting Network for bringing you shows such as this. Today's show, What's Ailing America? The Frankenstorm Continued. We'll be right back. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is going to be Frankenstorm Sandy Continued. I'm going to continue with the show that I started yesterday on OrionTalkRadio.com. That archive is already up on TheLightOfDayRadioShow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. And those are going to be in the center of the page, and you're going to be able to access a very important document that I'm going to be discussing shortly in regards to the fact that Hurricane Sandy was an actual emergency scenario that they created back in October of 1997 as a simulated emergency. And that's kind of obvious. You can't make this stuff up, how they're right in our face. But before I get to that, I just want to mention a couple of other things that I did talk about on the show yesterday, which I think are important. The first thing is a rather humorous thing, and I'm sure many of you have been sent this Brass Check TV clip of a woman calling into a radio show, and she was very serious, actually complaining about how we have to move deer crossing signs because too many deer are being hit on the road. Now, when I first heard this, I got a little down and I thought, wow, that's how bad it is. I mean, talk about the ultimate lemming. Somebody who can't see the chemtrails, but she believes that the deer crossing signs, if moved, would cause less deer to be killed and they would cross in other areas, because obviously she believes that they're believing the deer crossing signs or realizing what they are. So anyways, if you go to my show yesterday, and you click on the end of the first hour on the Light of Day Radio Show.com. I actually played this little clip on the air, and it's disturbing, but on the other hand, what I've realized is that, you know, the lemmings are gone. They won't wake up. They don't have the strength to wake up. They don't care enough to wake up. Whatever their excuse is, you know, we should actually put up some lemming signs and let the lemmings jump off the cliff. Because once the lemmings, the goy, slave work units, whatever you want to call them, those who are doing nothing, who are being silent and therefore consenting to their own destruction, who are working for these Luciferian agencies that are destroying everything that matters, those people are aiding and abetting and they need to go. So it appears as though the woman with the deer crossing sign concern is in that category. So I transformed that from a, you know, kind of a down thing to actually a hilarious thing. Because this is how bad it is, folks, and I know lots of you out there know this. You're trying to wake up your family. They won't look up. They won't do any checking out of anything that matters. I just had earlier on my show today on These Changing Times a guest, Deborah Navarez, who was on my show here RBN a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to continue doing shows with her, and you might want to check out my show with her from this morning, where we're talking about basically how the military is killing us. And we're going to keep doing shows in regards to various documents that she has accumulated, which you can access at stopthecrime.net, including Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, the NASA PowerPoint presentation that shows us what they're working on, cyborgs, artificial intelligence, getting rid of humanity. This is what we're paying for, people. So it's very important that you kind of face reality, wake up, and do something, whatever, because we're running out of time. Those two trains are coming together, and it should be interesting how it all works out. But like I always say, once the lemmings are gone, it's only going to be the people of conscience versus the psychopaths. And it's going to be pretty interesting how that works out, that I know in every cell in my being. Okay, so check out that archive on the Light of Day Radio Show.com, which should be up by tomorrow, in regards to my article, my interview today with Deborah Tavares. And check out those documents on StopTheCrime.net. And show those to everybody you know, especially the people in the military, especially that document Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Learn what they really think of y'all. And as they're giving you your Cracker Jack box medals for having your limbs blown off and things of that nature, you might want to realize that you have an oath. You have an oath to protect us from the enemies within. And the stuff these people are doing is published right in their own documents and getting pretty ugly. So we'll see what happens. I myself will just keep doing what I do as long as I have breath. Okay, before I get back into this Frankenstein Sandy thing, I just wanted to repeat a couple things that I mentioned on my show yesterday, because I know that different internet, you know, stations have different loyal listeners, and there's two very important things that you need to be aware of, because this, again, is going to help wake people up, and in the second case, actually kind of inspirational. All right, the first article is, you know, the CharlotteObserver.com that I get every day so I can monitor what they're feeding the sheep. On page 1V on October 28th, 2012, there was an article about my county, Catawba Valley, and the article is entitled "Disease Killing Hundreds of Deer." And they're talking about a gnat that spreads a hemorrhagic disease which makes animals bleed internally. This is basically Ebola for deer, okay? Now, there's no question in my mind this did not come out of thin blue, clear blue sky, whatever. This is one of those emerging viruses that has emerged from laboratories and is now affecting nature. What's really scary to me is that they're releasing this just as hunting season opens. They're talking about all these dead deer that are being caused from this virus that makes them, you know, basically bleed out. You know, that's what it does. But they're also telling the hunters, don't worry about it. It's probably okay. You can just go right ahead and eat that venison. It's safe to eat. It shouldn't be a problem. Although they do suggest not picking up the dead deer at the side of the road and eating them. But you can't make this stuff up. This is no coincidence. It's more scare tactics, but I can assure you that if you find a deer that's obviously bleeding out, which may make it a little easier for you to hunt that deer down, maybe you want to just think twice about killing it and bringing the meat home to eat, because chances are it's got deer Ebola. And I just want to make that clear, because I know a lot of people that listen do hunt. I'm not a hunter myself. I love animals too much, but I do realize that if you're not going to starve, you know, you have to learn how to do some things that you might not otherwise want to do. So in terms of hunting deer, you may want to think twice about that, because obviously they've introduced another bioweapon into our environment. Okay, another article that I just wanted to mention, which is actually rather upbeat in my mind, CharlotteObserver.com, November 2nd, page 7A. The headline is "Greek Society in Freefall." And the reason that this is uplifting is that this shows officers from the police, Coast Guard, and fire department joining the rally of the people against the austerity that's being caused by the Jew banksters who have basically caused them, you know, to pay for this never-ending debt on these different financial documents that the Federal Reserve and IMF are just cranking out. And they want the people to starve and, you know, be on the street or whatever in order to pay off the banksters. Well, isn't it amazing that in Greece, as I said, the police, Coast Guard, and fire department are joining with the people. Now, this is very important, because there is going to come a day, of course, where the psycho troops that were over in Afghanistan and Iraq and have gone through all kinds of MK Ultra and PSYOPs training and things of that nature, and they're going to be told to come back here to America and kill their fellow American citizens because of whatever, you know, arm of our corrupt government has deemed it's time for martial law and the decreased population and the FEMA camps and all the rest of it. You see, that's basically what they're getting ready for. But if we can get enough of the police, the military, and those various other agencies who themselves have been killed and maimed and, you know, hurt in many ways by their Luciferian handlers, then we may have some people on our side with guns that may know some things that could help them get rid of the vermin, the parasites, the psychopathic predators, which are destroying everything that matters. So I just thought, you know, that's a very uplifting thing that's happening in Greece. And I was shocked and thrilled that they actually published it in my local paper. And who knows if it may give some police officers with a conscience an idea. Okay, there's music. We'll be back after the break. Please call in to chat. I love to talk to you listeners. And the number is 877-488-5350. We'll be right back. And we're back with Let's Alien America, where our answer to today is Frankenstorm Sandy continued. And I'm going to be continuing a show I started yesterday, Saturday, on OrionTalkRadio.com in regards to what's going on with this storm, which, as I said, is obviously an exercise meant to see how will the sheep respond, how much damage can they do, how much fear can they instill, etc., etc. So I'm going to do a review and then continue on that. But first, let's bring on George from Texas. Are you there, George?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I have fellow patriots that live in New York City, and I told them, get out of the city before the storm starts. And you want to know what they said? Oh, we got it. We're all good and everything like that. And I'm like, you know, right now the way the state of our nation is, it's just one thing. Get out of the cities. Actually, that's a cesspool to be in, my opinion.
Well, I do agree with you. Not to mention there's so many ways that they can harm you. The flooding, you know, the transformers exploding, the electricity going out, no heat. They were talking about rats, you know, basically just running out of the subways because of the flooding, carrying bubonic plague and hantavirus, being exposed to toxins in the water that's flooding around you. The list is endless. But, yeah, I totally agree. The people that live in New York, and anybody that lives there after 9/11, if you don't see how they're able to basically just clamp down, and a gigantic population. I think it's 8 million people live just in New York City alone. So what better place than to, you know, conduct the experiment?
It's like New York City, that's a sheeple pen anyway. But, you know, I was down here when Hurricane Ike passed through Texas. And I'll tell you one thing, the rule is around here after the hurricane, if anybody dares to loot, we will shoot. And I tell you, FEMA could not strong-arm their way around here like they could do up in New York City. I can tell you that right now.
Well, sorry, just having a little snack here. That's all well and good, but of course, what about the fact that they're causing the storm to happen in the first place? Let's bring it up to the next level.
Well, Percy, I just think, you know, these weather weapons, I think they're... Over time, I really think they're be exposed, and I just hope someday we go and we destroy these weather weapons because I don't really think we should be messing with God's handiwork.
It's totally insane. Everything they're doing is insane. They're genetically modifying food. They're playing around with our genetic structure in regards to injecting vaccine DNA, all kinds of stuff. It's all insane, and it's actually gotten so bad where the EPA has actually stated publicly that corporations, be they biotech or whatever, do not have to prove that their product is safe. It's up to the people to prove it's not safe after it's been unleashed on the public, which, of course, first of all, is insane. And second of all, how can the public prove it? Because the courts are totally corrupt. You would have to bring a massive class action lawsuit against Monsanto or Merck Sharp and Dohme or whatever the case may be. And so they've basically set up the situation where you will be poisoned, you will be killed, there's nothing you can do, and this is how we've, you know, fixed the whole game. The whole monopoly board has been rigged, and we're the losers.
Just pray that the corrupt rot from within this system is going to come crashing down, and I pray that God is, our Creator is one step ahead, many steps ahead of these fools. Because that's all they are, is fools. They think they're gods, they think they're wise, but they're not.
No, they're evil psychopaths, okay? And God helps those who will help themselves. So pray all you want, but in my opinion, we have to do a lot more than that. We have to expose the monsters. For example, the people that are involved in FEMA or whatever the case may be, it's all going to become obvious as they take off their masks and they start arresting and killing Americans. Because they, you know, won't stop selling raw milk or whatever. We have to make these people into pariahs. We have to stop serving them in restaurants and basically put up wanted posters, you know, all over town, exposing their deeds. I did a show with J.B. Campbell a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about a meeting he had in the town that he lives in, and one of the people, the preppers, as they're called, in other words, the ones who are getting ready for what's coming, made a statement to one of these RoboCop types, you know, the psychos that have come back from Iraq or Afghanistan and basically are now serial killers and they'll kill anything that moves. And he made a comment to them that they better not give any of the preppers a problem because they're ready to take action. And this guy responded back, well, I guess we'll have to call in airstrikes. That's what we're dealing with, folks. Okay, stay on the line, George, so you can make a closing comment. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Telling America, where answer today's Frankenstorm Sandy continued. And after listening to those commercials, I just have to say, I do not promote any of the products that are advertised. I have nothing to do with the commercials. I just have to say that just so you all know. Okay, we have George on the line from Texas. And George, it's truly amazing how many people just can't compute what's right in their face in terms of what's going on. I don't know if you're aware of this document that was published on chemtrailsplanet.net in regards to Hurricane Sandy being forecast for New York in October 97 as a simulated emergency. And they actually exposed the whole drill, which involved Westchester County. Basically, they were practicing in 1997 for what they just did last week. Were you aware of that? Did we lose George? Okay. All right. Well, anyways, it's very sad, and I do commend George for trying to wake up the people that he knows that live in New York. New York is oftentimes a hub for the various nefarious and evil, you know, experiments they do, because there's so many people there, and they can really, you know, put it on steroids in terms of figuring out all the different things that they want to ascertain by their mad scientist experiments. But I just wanted to mention some of the things that are involved in this Frankenstorm Sandy thing. First, just let me say, I live in Hickory, North Carolina, which is about 45 miles east from Charlotte. So I did not get directly involved. I lost power for about 4 hours. People to the east of me on the Outer Banks watched their homes fall into the ocean. People to the west of me that lived in the mountains watched all kinds of blizzards actually accumulating 1 to 2 feet of snow. oftentimes with no power. So this was a massive devastation and so many layers that they were actually, you know, causing to happen. And then, you know, of course, disaster capitalism kicks in and they're going to make billions and billions of dollars out of causing the problem. As a matter of fact, there was actually an article reported in my local Charlotte Observer on Halloween on page 6A, and the title is Repairs May Ease the Economic Damage. Economists hope long-term reconstruction will even out the short-term slump. So they're actually stating that they hope that Hurricane Sandy will have, you know, an economic booster as far as the economy goes, you know, once again, putting it right in our face that there's another agenda. We're talking disaster capitalism. But just to give you some of the facts, because I took notes as I was watching television so I could report it to my listenership, because I know lots of you don't watch. I only watch so I can realize what they're telling the sheep as far as its authenticity, of course. The fact that it's on the mainstream media makes that questionable to begin with. But just to give you an idea of the layers of torment and suffering and just devastation that they're putting on the people who are watching all of this unfold. Of course, they named it a Frankenstorm, and they named it a Frankenstorm because it's a combination of a hurricane and a nor'easter. This has never happened before. As a matter of fact, I don't think there's been a hurricane in New York City for at least a century. So that's first of all. They named it a Frankenstorm because they knew that they had created a new combo monster in terms of the weather. It was mentioned on HLN News on October 30th that this storm actually encompassed an area twice the size of Texas. In fact, if it itself, the storm, if measured, would be the 20th largest country in the world, if made into a country. Okay. So, as I said, it's a tropical hurricane morphed with a nor'easter. This is a new monster that they've created, and now we're hearing that they're expecting within a few days, you know, more nor'easter-type weather. So basically, we're going from an absolute drought and unbearable summer here in North Carolina. We had about 2 months of temperatures between 90 and 100. Almost no crops were able to grow. They just all went to flower or shriveled up and died. And so we went from that over the summer, and now we're going to be freezing our butts off and have extreme weather. And, of course, all these people without, you know, power, won't be able to keep warm. Some of them may have some wood to burn or whatever the case may be, but no matter what you do, you're risking carbon monoxide and all kinds of other problems. And it was really amazing watching on HLN News this complete piece of garbage, this congressman from New York State, who went to Staten Island wearing his FEMA jacket in order to pretend, this is a photo op, obviously, for him. But basically, he's just there to pretend like he gives a crap, which, of course, he doesn't. I am sure that he knows what's going on because he's been in, you know, Congress for most of his life. And that would be Representative Schumer, who they actually showed on the news with this woman, you know, crying out to him and saying, they're killing us, we're starving, we're freezing, I have a 90-year-old woman in this house. And he doesn't know what to say because he doesn't know how to pretend that he cares, because he obviously doesn't. So he makes some ridiculous comment, something to the effect of, well, you know, we're going to be here for you. And then he changes it. They're going to be here for you. In other words, yeah, they're going to be bringing, you know, supplies down the road. They give some kind of an address. Of course, these people have no cars. They have no gas. They have no electricity to even find out where the food is being brought, et cetera, et cetera. It is so disgusting. But yet the people just don't get it. That these people could care less. It's not a bipartisan thing. There is no aisle. They have sold us out for cash. They are allowing us to be poisoned and have these weather weapons used on us. And they're making money all the while. I'm sure many of the high-level representatives in Congress are buying into those weather derivatives that they can actually profit on droughts and floods and disasters that occur based on the technology that is being used to make it occur. And you can't make this stuff up. I mean, this makes, insider trading look like, some kind of a really low-level thing. I don't know. But anyways, apparently George in Texas is trying to wake up the people that live in New York. They probably don't want to wake up because, you see, one of the problems with waking up is that if you realize you're living, like, in a target, right in the middle of a target zone, you have to do some work and find a way to escape. You have to find a place to go. You have to, sell your, apartment, condo, whatever, and get another place. People don't want to do anything. They're just not interested in spending any energy in doing what they have to do. So it's easier for them to do nothing, to totally ignore your information, to hope that you're wrong. And interesting that, George actually described these people as patriots. Well, if they're patriots and they know certain things, such as the fact that, 9/11 was an inside job, isn't it amazing they couldn't even conceive of the fact that Frank served Sandy was an inside job? I mean, where does the, cutoff zone for inside jobs fall? I don't know. But like I always say, you can try to wake up the lemmings. If you can't, then you can't, and then you just move on and, take care of business and save yourself and your offspring to whatever degree you can. In order to do so, of course, you're going to have to get them out of the clutches of the state. Okay, getting back to Frank and Storm Sandy, some other facts I wanted to mention. That power went out in 13 states in Washington, D.C. Now, just imagine that. We're always being scared, especially by Leon Panetta. Oh, the grid could go down and blah, blah, blah. Those cyber terrorists. 13 states. That's, almost a third of the country. Plus Washington, D.C. 7 million people affected with no power. So, that's a pretty big experiment that they're doing there. And, of course, that's one of the ways that they're keeping people in horror and total control is that if you have no power, of course, you can't even flush your toilets. You can't take a shower. You can't keep your refrigerator going. And you can't run an elevator. And we've got, elderly people going up, many, 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 many stairs carrying water. People are just going to be dropping like flies from all these things. Okay, I see we have another caller on. Let me just finish a couple other things. 50,000 airline travelers were stranded worldwide. 23 states were affected in some way. That's 1 in 6 people, be it flooding or electrical outages or, just whatever the case may be. They estimate the damages could be as high as $250 billion, almost 2 times Katrina, and that it will be good for the economy. Of course, most of the people who are losing their houses did not live in flood zones, therefore did not have flood insurance, therefore will not get any coverage of what they did with Hurricane Frank and Storm Sandy. However, they will have to get flood insurance in the future because now the mad scientists have created their area to be a flood zone. Okay, we have Werner on the call from Canada. Are you there, Werner?
Yeah, good evening, Dr. Carly.
Hello.
Glad that you're back on RBN.
Yeah, let me just ask you. I know that you live up in Ontario, right? Any
you got sick.
Okay. Any action from Sandy where you live?
No, we had about 1 week of kind of a fine mist coming down, and but there was nothing serious come down. But we are, according to the weather forecast, we are supposed to get a little bit dust of snow overnight.
Okay.
But that's to be expected. It's the beginning of November. But Dr. Carly, you mentioned there about down there in Texas and in the Midwest about the droughts and you know, crop failures.
Yes.
What I've seen over the years, what they've been doing here in New Brunswick, whenever there was some kind of adverse weather condition where they figured they could blame something on, then those flying cowboys, small planes, and in some instances military planes, they were flying here over agricultural land and releasing chemicals and burning off the field crops. And just only about an hour ago, I was coming in and before the snow starts flying, I was documenting something what they had done to my second cut, the hay crop. When I cut the hay in by the middle of July, afterwards we had a little bit dry weather, but it was nothing serious. But then at least over the last 8 weeks, we had plenty of rains, good growing conditions for grass and clover, but nothing will grow. Half burnt off, and it stays that way. About 4 or 5 inch high, half burnt off. As I say, whenever they figure they can do some damage, that's when those criminals are out and about and do damage. And most of the public, they are so freaking blind. But when we look at, you know, where does big business make the most money? When there are shortages. They don't make any money when there is plenty. They make money when there are shortages. So shortages have to be created, you know, either through weather manipulation, you know, or direct action, what I've been documenting for now for nearly 40 years and what has been going on, I think, at least for the last 60, 70 years, that has caused the region here, for example, what I'm familiar with in the Maritimes, to go from self-sufficiency and surplus production down to 10% production of food, and 90% of the food has been imported.
Yes.
And And as I say, you mentioned earlier there about, weather manipulation. And you mentioned there something in the scriptures, and I remember there one verse where it says, one of those last rulers, you know, they're so freaking arrogant, and he wants to change times and seasons. You know, this kind of an arrogance, you know, of the scientific community, you know, Frankenstein's all over the place. And we, with our taxes, we paid for those bastards. Pardon me the expression. Maybe I shouldn't use the word on the radio.
Well,
I think it's high time that people start waking up and basically get hopping mad, because it's a question of survival. And then
right.
GM modified. The proof is all there. This Dr. Kapustin there in the United Kingdom, who did the feeding trials with the GM modified corn, and what happened to the rats. You know?
There's many people that have done studies, but as I said, they've already created an insane situation where it's the people that have to prove that these things are harmful after they've been unleashed on the public. The companies do not have to prove they're safe.
That
is our problem, because that's what's going on, and once they've unleashed these things, there's nothing you can do.
But what I understood, Percy Schmeiser, who faced up against Monsanto, the farmer from Saskatchewan.
Yes.
What I understood, the last court decision was against Monsanto. Maybe, you know, as I say, if there comes enough public pressure, that the public starts waking up, then the judiciary, they have to smarten up. And you mentioned there J.B. Campbell about blacklisting all the bad players, you know, be they in government, be they in the judiciary, and busy in the police, and so blacklisting them and put wanted posters out all over their neighborhood.
Exactly.
So with their picture right on.
Yeah. Refuse to serve them in restaurants and everything, like I said. I mean, basically, that's what has to be done, because these people are committing treason. And they're doing it for a paycheck, of course, not realizing that their families are being killed as well. Okay, we're going to a break. If you want to hold on, please do, Warner. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, folks. Storm Sandy continued. We have our caller on the line, Warner from Canada. And I just want to mention, Warner, that during the break they were talking about gas prices. Of course, that's one thing that I didn't put on my list because, you know, this gives them an excuse to claim they can't get gas out to these various areas, very highly populated areas on the East Coast that are just standing in line for hours waiting for gas. So that gives them an excuse to hike the gas price up, as you were saying, you know, based on the alleged shortage. And then everything that's transported, the price goes up on that as well. So you can just see how this is going to just all meld together in a gigantic ripoff of a huge portion of the population.
And as I say, a lot of the gas what supplies here the East Coast, it comes here from New Brunswick, you know, where the family corporate empire, the Irvings, where they're taking advantage of the situation now.
So are people where you are waking up? I mean, are they starting to see this obvious intentional assault using weather weapons on the people?
Dr. Carley, Canadians have been living for many generations under the colonial boot, you know, and they try to keep their head low, keep their head down and keep their ass low, you know. And there are not too many people who will stand up. Now more people,
right,
they start speaking out because they realize that there will be no good ending, you know,
right,
in this
right
kind of a dream world that they're living in.
Right.
So they have to
I would ask those people, how's it working for you? How is, you know, keeping your head low and your butt low and licking the boots of your master, as they brought up in one of those commercials, basically negotiating for your life? What does that mean, licking the boots of your master? I mean, surrendering your children to CPS so that you don't have to go into a FEMA camp? You know, what does that mean? I mean, it just disgusts me that humanity has basically been, you know, pretty much brought down to such a level where they're spineless.
And as I say, you know, when I see the pictures, the way people are being abused by those in power, and right at the ground level, for example, with those squad teams, I saw yesterday about this mother there in the Detroit area, Marianne Goodbaldo. She didn't want her daughter anymore medicated with this dangerous medication, so they showed up with a squad team, with armored cars, and with an armored car and with a whole squad team, you know, and they're besieging her for about 10 hours, you know. And I think those great heroes, you know, I think
wait,
maybe they should...
Wait a minute. Werner, I have to say, because I would ask, what were the neighbors thinking? The neighbors that are watching a SWAT team descend on this young mother because she doesn't want to medicate her child. You see, that's why we're in this situation. Because they're going to go hide under their beds and say, well, we don't want to get involved. Because if we get involved, then they may come after us. And that's why it's getting to the point it's getting. Because nobody's getting involved.
All it takes for evil to succeed is for good people to do nothing. And when good people do nothing, then they're not good people anymore. But we have to go after those damn Muslims.
Well, you know... wait a minute. Hold on after the break so you can comment on that, because I know you're being facetious about the Muslims. Okay, we'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned, and I invite other callers to call in. I love talking to you. We'll be right back.
It's true.